Today we're going to try and explain ASMR, what it is, how it works, and why millions of people are watching ASMR videos.
Yeah, I don't get the whole dungeon thing at all.
Dungeon? What do you...
And who could be comfortable in all that leather?
No. You're thinking of something different. ASMR causes people to feel the tingling sensations all over their body.
I think we're talking about the same videos.
We're not.
These are the ones where they pick a safe word, right?
No.
Peanut brittle.
We don't need a...
I guess that's two words, right?
ASMR has nothing to do
platypus.
With...
Platypus!
Welcome to the Y-Files, where high IQ folks like us come to laugh and learn. Today we're talking about ASMR, or Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which is a pleasurable tingling feeling that some people experience when exposed to certain stimuli. The sensation is described as starting at the top of the head and then running all the way down the spine. And some people will feel it in their extremities, fingers, toes, limbs. Those are our extremities. No idea what I'm talking about? That's okay. Most people don't. ASMR is pretty new, but there's an active and rapidly growing community online of ASMR enthusiasts. What makes ASMR such an interesting phenomenon is that not everyone experiences it. And the people that do, they have different triggers. Common triggers are whispering, finger tapping, clicking, hair brushing. Some people, if you crumple a piece of paper right up against their ear, they'll have what ASMR folks call a braingasm.
No, every time someone hits the like button, I feel a tingling in my dorsal fin. Whoa! Oh boy, someone just did it.
I felt that too.
No, baby! Ooh.
Okay, ease up on the like button. We don't want hecklefish to stroke out.
Go wow, wow.
So what's actually happening to the brain and body during an ASMR experience? The science is still pretty thin, but research is underway. In 2018, the University of Sheffield exposed 112 people to ASMR videos. About half the people experienced a response, the other half got nothing. So what's going on here? Well, some studies say that ASMR could be linked to misophonia, which is where hearing a sound could elicit a negative emotional and physiological response. Automatically. Think of nails on a chalkboard, which for some people is intolerable. 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 Why is that word in every script? Misophonia, like ASMR, could be a type of synesthesia, which is where experiencing one sense causes an involuntary reaction in a completely different sense. So people with severe synesthesia say they can hear colors or taste sounds. With misophonia and ASMR, hearing a certain sound is triggering a feeling. And just like ASMR, people have different misophonic triggers. For example, nails on a chalkboard doesn't bother me at all. But nails on cardboard or cardboard rubbing together, I can't even think about it without getting chills. It's definitely the most awful sound ever born. Other common misophonic triggers are chewing noises, lip smacking, tongue clicking, joint cracking. And those bother me too. Like if I'm at a restaurant and someone is slurping their soup, it's all I can do to not walk over there and punch them right in the face. I fantasize about it.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Is it hard being so neurotic?
Oh, it ain't easy. But just like some people find pain pleasurable,
platypus!
Sounds that are painful for some are actually pleasurable ASMR triggers for others. And there are hundreds of YouTube videos of people chewing and slurping and eating right in your ear. Now, I can't stand it, but that may be an ASMR trigger for you. So I will link to some of those videos below and you can check it out. There's also a visual element to ASMR. There are videos on YouTube showing people doing nothing but cutting bars of soap into little squares. Or shaving bars of soap into these thin curls and then crushing them into tiny little bits. This type of ASMR has been called visual white noise, and some people find it really relaxing. Other visual ASMR videos show people squishing their hands in buckets of slime, or pouring the colorful slime from one container to the other. Now, these videos have millions of views, so they're working for somebody. But what happens when we combine visual triggers with auditory triggers? We get the Greek god of ASMR, Bob F***ing Ross. Dr. Craig Richard, a professor at Shenandoah University, wrote a book called Brain Tingles, which is kind of an ASMR user's guide. Dr. Richard recalls experiencing ASMR as a child while watching Bob Ross paint. He said Bob would turn his brain into this enjoyable, relaxing fuzziness.
Tell you what, let's make a happy little sky.
I totally get that. And it's no surprise that Bob Ross is hugely popular in the ASMR community. He hits a ton of triggers. The scraping of the knives on the canvas, the repetitive whooshing of the brush strokes, Bob's gentle whispering play-by-play of the painting, the fluffy little clouds and the happy little trees.
We'll build a happy little cloud.
It's really relaxing, isn't it? Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Go ahead and hit that button. Don't smash the like button. We don't like that. Just gently rub the like button. There you go. That's nice. And didn't Bob make you feel like he was talking directly to you?
Think of this tape as a private lesson in my studio, and I've reserved this front row seat just for you.
This kind of intimate personal attention is common with ASMR. Brain scans of people experiencing tingles have similar scans to people that are being groomed or gently cared for. And for people with this trigger, it's not the touching that causes the tingles, it's the personal attention. Many ASMR content creators will role play caring grooming activities like hair washing, hair brushing, or blow drying. Now the sound of a blow dryer does nothing for me, but bubble wrap, oh, all day long. Oh. Other creators known as ASM artists will role play doing your makeup for you.
Just apply that.
Or they'll pretend to be a teacher giving you gentle praise and reassurance.
So, welcome to your first day of class.
Some of these triggers may sound silly, but to people who are ASMR sensitive, the experience has been proven to lower their heart rate, reduce their blood pressure, and reduce levels of fight or flight hormones in their bloodstreams, hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. These are the same benefits that people get from meditation, so there might be something to this. Ooh, that was a good one. But why does ASMR work with some people and not others? Well, we don't know yet. Every individual has unique physiological characteristics, and there are other factors like the culture in which they live or the environment where they were raised. ASMR is just another example about how the human brain is fascinating and complicated and downright weird. And if being weird is wrong,
I don't want to be right.
Platypus. Thanks for hanging out with us today. My name is AJ. That's Hecklefish. This has been The Y-Files. Are you ASMR sensitive? Or do you have any specific ASMR triggers? Put it in the comment section so we can all get tingles. We're just getting started here at The Y-Files, so do us a favor, hit the subscribe button, become a founding filer, and help us shape the content of the channel. We put a lot of work into these videos, so if you enjoyed them, do us a favor, hit the thumbs up button. Nothing helps a new channel more than that like button.
Tingles, baby! Give me those tingles!
And I hope we earned your subscription today, but if we didn't, I promise we'll keep making brainy content until we do earn it. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated.